The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 294.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap-Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of Project Felicia, which she will explain more what it is about. But I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Hiro Nakayama. Hiro, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me today, Sheena. Thank you. Yes. Hi. My name is Hiro Nakayama, and I'm founder of the Project Felicia. What is Project Felicia? It's basically a fragrance marketing company. We do distribution and also workshop to the consumer around the smelling stuff. I found this business a couple years ago, and after I suffer sort of like losing a sense of smell due to my personal life experience, and which actually stressed me a lot, and then I wanted to share my joy after I rediscover the sense of smell. So here I am running a fragrance business in US and actually Singapore.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's quite a story, you know, losing your sense of smell and being able to regain it. You know, it's a great story to share, especially when there's a lot of people out there who feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There usually is. And, you know, you're a great example of it. You get to open a fragrance store, right? Who would have thought? So congrats to that. And Hiro, what's your cultural background?
Yes, I was born and raised in Japan. And so I am Japanese, purebred, but half of my life in the state is so sort of like Japanese American.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Quote is believe in yourself.
I love it. It's short and sweet, and you know, so powerful, because you know, especially being, you know, an Asian woman, it's really challenging. I'd like to use that word, challenging, for us to believe in ourselves because of the way we've been brought up. You know, we've been told never to make any noise, just do as you're told. You know, you give way to other people before you give to yourself, right? You know,
right.
It's just things that we always have to follow, and that really hurts us in the end, because then we feel like we're not worthy, can't believe in ourselves, we can't trust ourselves, we feel like, you know, we're not capable of doing great things. So, you know, this is always a great reminder, especially when we have those bad days. It's like, learn to believe in yourself. Everything has to start with you. So, love the quote that you mentioned. And, you know, in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
So basically, that this quote, believe in yourself, was given by my Canadian boss, former Canadian boss. And she actually believed me more than I believe myself. And so like how I define this one is basically very simple, be comfortable with being yourself. So that's pretty much the definition of believing yourself.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's so true, right? When we learn to be comfortable with ourselves, and especially in our own skin, you know, it's the greatest feeling. Then you can do whatever, you know, you have more confidence to do what you want, regardless of what others may think of you. You know, because we all get scared at one point of what others may think of us, if they think we're crazy or if we're doing something, like, out of the box. But that's okay, because now we have that confidence to go out there and do it and inspire others in the process. So thanks for sharing that definition. And Hiro, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I'm still like rediscover kind of stage back and forth. You know, nothing is like a fixed, you know, right now, as you know, my life is still evolving. But what happened is my early 30s, like basically going through a lot of major changes and moving to New York City and like going through the divorce and sort of like, I don't know what is my sense of self and where I belong to. So basically, I was pretty much disconnected from everything, where I'm heading, you know, worry too much and overthinking. And also, like, being an Asian, a little bit, like, a tough that, like, I grew up with this sense of how do you say, expectation from other people. Like, you know, I have to be certain Japanese, you know, be a nice daughter and a good sister, you know, like this kind of like a particular employee, or, you know, again, like being a Japanese and American, so which one I should be kind of stuff. That was really very challenging time of life for me to try to get approval from everyone.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something most Asian women deal with, right? The expectation from others, overthinking. I know I've been guilty of overthinking, you know, to the point where I don't even know what I started thinking about. You know, I mean, just feeling disconnected because we just, you know, we've been so programmed to just, you know, live for others versus living for ourselves. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you can be your own person, you can go out there and do the things that you want, you know, have that confidence?
Totally. When I realized that I'm okay with just be myself, that's really the aha moment.
I think that's a great realization, the minute when you're just okay with being who you are. And that's not just, you know, your strengths, like everything about you, your flaws, you know, your mistakes, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, once you're okay with that, it's the greatest feeling, because it's still, you know, I always believe sometimes your mistakes and your flaws can still lead you to the right path. You know, sometimes that can be your greatest strength. And just learning to be okay with yourself is probably the greatest feeling in the world. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Like you just mentioned, like it's okay to make a mistake or, you know, flaws sort of stuff. And without those, you wouldn't recognize yourself that you actually a better person every day. Again, like Aria, I mentioned that I'm still going through like a back and forth, discover, rediscover. And again, like sometimes going, you know, like little disappointment, like, you know, I'm not really being myself sort of stuff. But yeah, really, like, you know, sometimes I become still like insecure at this point. But after I felt like aha moment again, and then basically I have to figure out my head and heart and guts are all connected to each other, communicating to each other, and then try to find my back home. And then I can pick up myself. So even though I discover this self-confidence, I still going through insecurity and also disappointment at myself. But again, like, I know how to pick up myself now, so I can realize that this flaw or mistake, error, anything is very, very okay, and I can accept to grow myself to the next stage.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that you were able to, share with us that, you know, you still go through disappointments, you still go through insecurities, because, you know, we all go through it, right? We're going to always have new discoveries, new challenges, new experiences that's going to help us become stronger. And as long as we recognize it and we're aware of it and we know how to fix it, it's better for us to, you know, quickly kind of find a solution or pick ourselves up faster and keep going. So thanks for sharing that, because I always believe like self-confidence is like something that you do forever. It's not just, you know, you do one thing and it's there. It's a daily practice, daily act. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Just be comfortable with your skin, you know. And then basically you have a whole life to discover yourself, get to know yourself. So just enjoy the moment and change, you know, attitudes throughout your own journey.
Those are great tips, especially learning to enjoy the moment. I think as women, especially Asian women, we tend to forget to enjoy what's around us in the present moment, because we feel like we always have to do something more. We feel like we're not enough. So, you know, just a simple act of just enjoying the moment can be such a great exercise to do. So thanks for that awesome tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
I am on the Facebook and Instagram, and then like my website is called like projectfelicia.com. If you type Project Felicia, and then normally it comes up on any site, so you can reach out to me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Hiro, you can also head on over to thetaofselfconfidence.com and search for Hiro's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Hiro for taking the time to share her story and journey with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Not a problem. It's an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.